Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tate Modern. My name is Marco Daniel. I'm Curator of Public Programs here. Thank you all very much for coming here on this lovely Saturday, sunny day. It's really fine. I hope we won't disappoint you. We've got a fantastic talk arranged for today. It's the last in the current series, the second series of our collaborations with Art Monthly, the Talking Art series. We've got another great series lined up again starting in October. I'd just, like to introduce you now more or less to Patricia Bickers, editor of Art Monthly, who will be introducing this afternoon's speakers, Susan Hiller and Richard Grayson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is an ongoing collaboration with Tate Modern, and as Marco said, the second series starts in October. With Dennis Oppenheim on October the 25th, and you can find information about it on our website and the next series, and on the leaflet you have, which has a form on it and a subscription form. So, well, it's very appropriate that we should end this first series with Susan Hiller. We're very proud and pleased to have her here today, and to find time in her busy exhibition schedule to come here. She said of her own work that it's a kind of archaeological investigation, uncovering something to make a different kind of sense of it. And who better than Susan to say what her work is partly about? And she's addressed many sort of marginal or things slightly on the edge in every respect, from dreams in dream mapping back in 74, and many years later, in a perfect marriage, she was asked to make work at the Freud Museum, at the Freud Museum in 1995. That was a perfect piece of curation in a perfect venue with the right artist. She's also investigated heroic deeds by ordinary people, frequently overlooked, in Monument in 1980 to 81, which thankfully is in the Tate collection, along with two other pieces that you've seen projected behind you. These include Belshazzar's Feast, The Writing on the Wall, which is a video installation, and an entertainment, which is also a video, which features Punch and Judy, which is also in the collection. Susan Hill has works across all media and was really at the forefront of this word installation everybody bandies about. But in fact, she was right at the beginning of thinking of different ways of displaying work and of inviting a different kind of experience for the viewer. And she's included anything from horror movies in Wild Talents in 1997, UFO sightings in a piece called Witness in 2000, near-death experiences in Clinic in 2004, and recently she's worked on the J Street Project, which seems to be a very controversial project, during her DAAD fellowship in Berlin, and I'm sure that will come up in the conversation, so I won't say more. And what can I say about Richard Grayson? Well, he's a musician, founder member of the Basement Group, artist, curator, writer, thankfully in Art Monthly, and he was curator of the Sydney Biennale in 2002, and of a wonderful touring show some of you may have seen, A Secret Service, Art, Compulsion, Concealment, which seems a marvellous dovetailing with some of the interests of Susan Hiller. So I hope you'll enjoy this. I know I will. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Seems slightly redundant after all those informative introductions. I'm very happy to be speaking to Susan. Her work, for me personally, has always had a sort of a central and strange presence in my life. I was up in Newcastle, sort of sitting on a corridor where they used to keep the art magazines. At Newcastle Polytechnic, going through it. I'd actually left the college, but I was looking for ideas to steal, as you do at that time. And I remember flicking through a magazine and coming across reproductions of monuments, which I'd never seen before, and this sort of cruciform of photographic text and rather marvellously a park bench in front of it. And I adored this. I didn't actually know at the time that, of course, I was missing out half of it because of the sound element. And then later, there was Belshazzar's Feast, which was a broadcast work as well.